I'm Sam Edwards. I'm third generation Cure Master from S. Wallace Edwards & Sons in Surrey, Virginia. We support the Heritage Radio Network because we believe in the cause and what they're doing. They're supporting family-raised livestock, small family farms, certified humane, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free. Basically, we take the products from Heritage Foods USA and make them into Serrano-style hams, prosciutto-style hams, bacon, sausage, like my grandfather did. You can find us at Surrey Farms. .com or virginiatraditions.com.
Hi everybody, you're tuned in to the heritageradionetwork.com. The show is Flash Talks Cash. It's a show about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flesh Fleming. I'm here today with my son, co-host, Andrew Newman.
Afternoon.
And my engineer and my producer are Nat Wiener and Jack Insley. We're on every Thursday live from 4:30 to 5. And if you can't listen live, you can always download a free podcast or listen to any episode anytime. It's archived on the website, heritageradionetwork.com. We would love to hear from you during the show. You can call in. We'll take your calls. The number is
718-497-2128.
497-2128. So call us. Or you can always send us an email at info@heritageradionetwork.com. We would love to converse. So today we're going to talk about the election. Cost us how much? You know, everybody knows the results of the election by now. It's 2 days after the big day, and there was a lot of activity this year. Big election, not quite as big as a president, but those who are interested in who's serving our country went out and voted. It was a nice turnout. Andrew, did you turn out?
Is that are you trying to knock on me right there?
No, I asked a simple question.
Right? I am a disinterested third party at this point.
That's not.
I've given up hope.
That's not even good. So
why is that not even good?
Because
neither one of them does anything anyway.
If you were,
nothing gets done.
If
they just spend my money. That's why I don't want to pay taxes anymore.
So we're going to talk about the money part of the campaign. So we had a very expensive election year this year, which was unusual for a midterm election. You know, the big bucks are usually saved for the presidential elections. But this year, there was a lot of money spent, almost as much as a presidential election. And why is that? A couple of reasons.
People hate Obama.
Well, I don't think that's the reason.
Why is it?
Well, there was a big movement to get the Democrats out of the House, and the Republicans and the Tea Party really went gung-ho and to try to turn the House and the Senate around, right?
I guess so.
They spent a lot of money. And probably the biggest reason why there was so much money spent, there was a Supreme Court case that came down this year, and it was about campaign finance regulations. And what it effectively did, it's called the Citizens Union case. And what it effectively did was anybody in corporations specifically can donate whatever money they want and they don't have to disclose it. For a very long time, corporations were limited.
There's a cap on that, isn't there?
They were limited, seriously limited. And they had to disclose, and there was a point where the corporations couldn't pay.
So you're telling me now, not only through lobbies, but these companies can directly
finance
these people?
They can give money through non-for-profit organizations who then in turn support the candidates, and of course they support their issues. So you could buy a candidate now. So how does that affect you and me? Very simply,
this is why I stopped voting.
Very simply, if a large corporation, and it's usually large corporations, or very wealthy individuals, or big-time unions have a specific project they need to get done, they just donate lots of campaign funds to specific politicians, and now you've bought the politician. This was a terrible, terrible decision that came out this year. Terrible. As a matter of fact, the Democrats are out there trying to put out a new rule, a new law called the disclosure law, which will then force the corporations to disclose how much they're paying
politicians.
How is it
going to get through that now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what's happening. This has been happening since this court case came down this year. It really, really turned things around. And so, you know, there was there's guys like Karl Rove out there, and it's been a lot of talk about him. He's not the only one, but he's, you know, a big name guy in this game, getting funds from corporations and wealthy people and turning it around to politicians.
So how does this affect us and the little people?
Well, listen.
How is this coming out of my finances?
I'll tell you how.
How does this affect me?
I'll tell you how. So if a corporation wants to get a road built to wherever they need to get their road built, and so they get the road built by taking their corporate funds and paying a politician. So instead of using those funds, A, to pay their shareholders from the profits, or B, lowering the cost of the product or service they produce because they have such big profits, they're taking the money and they're using it to pay for politicians.
But so what? Then making more money, they can give that money back to their investors in another way.
And they take... And they have charitable organizations who are raising donations and all sorts of grants from foundations and governments who are now turning around and paying politicians.
What new thing are you telling me? That corporations are running this country?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know that
it's
already?
It's worse than ever. Do you know how much they spent this
year?
How much did they spend this year? $4 billion on the campaign this year. And it's the biggest number coming from the Republicans.
Of course.
Surprise!
It is.
And you know what? You wouldn't even mind if they spent the money. Okay, so the money goes to campaign advertising and campaign workers. And so it is going back into the economy in some way. But you know what? What do the people who are reading and watching the campaign on TV and the newspaper and the ads, all they're getting is very negative, negative stuff about the candidates.
That's the Republican way.
Are you learning it? No, I think they're both responsible for
that. Well, now they both do it, but that's the Republican way.
Are you learning anything about a candidate by finding out that the other guy didn't vote for this and he's on the side with the bad boys?
But what about Cuomo? He did that too. He did the whole hate.
They all did.
It's horrible. That's why
I
hate them all.
Well,
they all do whatever they get paid to do. That's it.
So
they're all horrible.
They raised extraordinary and spent extraordinary amounts this year. And most of the money.
That was a finance show.
This is. It's about money. You know what? If Xerox is funding a candidate and they're sending over, say, $20 million to this candidate to get elected and then be in their pocket, that means Xerox has probably a lot of money that they could turn it around to either do good with. By giving it to their employees, giving it to their shareholders.
Well, this is a way to generate revenue for them.
I don't think it's a way to generate revenue.
Well, why would you want this person in office unless they're going to benefit you somehow?
You know, there's a study out there that says that there is no correlation, no direct correlation with the amount of money a candidate spends and the amount of votes he gets. So if you spend 20% more than your running mate, or your opponent, I should say, that doesn't mean that you're going to get 20% more or any more votes.
So why do it?
It doesn't.
Name recognition. It gets you out there.
And that's the other thing. The other thing, this country is now becoming the only people who can run for office are very wealthy people, or people who are very well connected. This is not working. This whole system's not working.
Why do you think I stopped voting?
Well, stop voting isn't the answer.
So I vote for someone who's never going to get elected? How does that help?
Well, we have to start...
You're breaking the system?
We have to start complaining. And that's how new laws get...
But who do you complain to?
Well, I don't know.
You complain to the elected officials who are already in office. And what are they going to say? Oh, I got you. I'm going to leave office now.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that I'm not going to stop voting and say, I don't go for this.
So
and
what
I'm
do you
just
want? You want socialism?
No, I just want the broken system fixed, okay?
What system would you put in place?
A fairer system, a democracy, right? A democracy.
A
true democracy where somebody who has a good idea, who's smart, who could take on that job can go out there and say, I can do this job. Put them in a simple forum such as a debate. A debate puts them on equal footing. They all have an opportunity to say what they think and how they plan on changing things. And it doesn't cost anything. It could be funded by TVs. It could be funded by college campuses where they don't have to pay. So if you only have $20 in your coffers and the other guy got $20 million, you're still on the same stage and you still have an equal opportunity to say what you want to say. Isn't that a fair system?
So you want to cap the amount of money people can contribute.
Well,
you want to have like a set spending limit for both.
Well, there has to be some campaign finance rules.
A control.
There were campaign finance rules, and they have now overturned them for the worse. It's getting worse.
If you want to chime in on our political conversation here, our number is 718-497-2128. 718-497-2128. I still don't get how does this affect me?
Because they're wasting.
Because I still go to work every day.
Wouldn't that $4 billion that they just spent on the campaign be better spent in a more positive way?
So infuse that into the economy rather than...
Right. So if you're wealthy and you're running for a politician, okay, you're a candidate running for an election, and you have, let's just say you have $5 million to spend. Couldn't you take $4 million and give it to a charitable organization and spend $1 million on your campaign? And this way...
Well, like you said, though, that generates revenue, though. If he spends $5 million, he's spending $5 million into the economy.
But you know what? They spent the people who prepare those campaign commercials and those ads, they're so negative. They're not doing anything positive with it. Those people are making money, those campaign workers, and the information they're getting to us is lousy. I get so turned off by hearing what the other guy does wrong, and he's a bad boy. I'm not interested. I want to know what the candidates are saying, what they think, how they're going to...
That's not how humans are.
Hold on a second.
You harp on fear.
Hold on a
that's
second.
What they do.
This is the part that I'm complaining about. They spent a lot of money and I don't even want to read it and turn it off. So let's fix the broken system. Let's get the corporations out of politics. Let the candidates be on equal footing. Okay? Let's take this call and maybe they'll have an opinion about how I see things. Hello?
Flash Cash, what up?
What up, man?
What up?
You like my talk about the politicians and the money?
I got a lot of questions about this.
Oh, well, tell me. Ask me.
I've been running this. Okay, I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
I voted all Democrats, except for when I saw a picture of weed on the ballot. I voted for that. I don't know what that was about.
I think that might have been the Green Party, huh?
What? No. They had a new party.
The pot party.
Yeah, it has a picture of pot, man. Yeah, telling you.
You know that didn't get approved in California this time around. They tried to legalize it out there. It didn't happen.
54 to 46.
It's getting close. Maybe you need to move to California and put that vote in there.
I mean, look. If we can make it here, we can make it anywhere.
Yeah, right.
So my question to you is this. They're all talking about majorities, you know, and this is a big thing. But it's my understanding, you know, even though the Tea Party candidates are all under Republican Party,
yes,
they're not really in line with the RNC.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So how do we call that? How do we even say Republicans have taken over the House when really, I bet if you were to add up the Tea Party people, mm-hmm. the Republican people, and the Democrats, mm-hmm. I bet you Democrats would be the majority in that three-way pie.
Right. Right.
Isn't it BS to call that one slice of the pie, Republicans and Tea Party? It's not the same slice of pie.
Well, it might be. I mean, that might happen. They have come out under the Republican title, but as time goes on, maybe they will separate themselves from the Republicans. I'm not sure. And wouldn't that be great? A three-party system? I think that's fabulous. Diversity and opportunity for more opinion.
I would love to undercut the Republican Party as much as possible.
Well,
their own little derisive Party group.
You want to go with the Tea Party?
No, I want none of them. Oh, I hate them all.
Well, you can go.
Hate them all.
Go with the pot smoking party.
I'm all for the pot smoking party.
All right,
I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
It's going to be interesting to see how the Tea Parties affect the two-party system.
I hope that I would. I don't know. I think they're all just. crap at this point.
Well, it is pretty crappy, and Americans are getting disgusted. They went out there and voted. They're disgusted. They're tired of the system. And then the system, I think, got more broken this year.
It's just the same people over and over again.
So, for the record, guys, Heritage Radio Network does not support the pot smoking party.
Okay, thanks, Jack. But this is, we're all entitled to our own personal opinion. That's cool. So the caller can
go. Do you support that?
I you know what? I don't think
you're
it's a bad
the
thing.
Grass nowadays.
No, I don't think you know. I think that pot is just another drug like alcohol. It's just illegal, and I think
you want to legalize all of them.
You know what? I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, there's a good side to it. There's a very positive side to it. A, you can get rid of the criminality part of that. But B, you can make money on it. You know, charge sales tax, put people in business, and make they're all the drug guys. You know, they're all getting away with not paying any taxes. So, you know, like, get rid of that underground community.
The best was Elliot Spitzer's mistress. I got a flyer in the mail for her.
Yeah, she was running for governor.
She was all about the legalizing pot.
She was not the mistress. She was the madam.
Whatever you want to call
it. Yes. Well, she was. You know, there's a move, and I think it's going to happen over time. Okay, we're going to take a break from politics, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. I hope you enjoyed the song, John Prine. Something about...
your flag decal won't get into...
heaven anymore.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Well, if you put all these flags on the back of your car, that doesn't make you a good Christian. That's what that means.
Flags on the... You're knocking the teabaggers and the Republicans?
Christian right. Okay.
Gotcha.
So, no, I'm not knocking them. I was just playing John Prine's song.
Oh, John Prine was knocking them.
John Prine was just talking about all the flags you put on your car doesn't make you a good Christian.
What about a Jesus fish?
I don't know about that. Oh, yeah, the Jesus fist. Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know. I don't have anything to say. I just know it's about money, and I think the money's being spent pretty lousy.
All right.
So let's go to our
we got
question this week.
Sorry. Someone was interested in refinancing right now, if it was a good idea or not.
Absolutely, positively. Today, the rates fell again. You can get a mortgage for 4% these days. I am telling everybody who's talking to me about refinancing or buying a new home. Prices are depressed. Mortgage rates are the lowest I have ever seen, and I've been around a few years now. I can't believe how low they are. Will they go lower? I don't know. But I wouldn't gamble it. 4% today. It's been hovering around the low fours for a couple of weeks now. The election's over. The Federal Reserve just came out with a policy. The mortgages rates are dropping. Yes, yes, yes. Go and refinance or buy a house now. I think it's a good time. You're not going to make a lot of money on a house. If you buy a house now, you're going to have to sit like we used to, you know, 5 or 10 years, you make a little bit of money. It's not the rock and roll days. But it may be even cheaper to buy a house now than pay rent. So, yes.
No, it isn't.
It may be even cheaper.
Where? Who are these people?
I don't know. All over the place. It could be cheaper.
So this is why you told me on the way over here to buy a house?
Yes.
I still think you should give me the money on that one.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you think so. So we don't have to wait till I die. And you know everything about what's going to be involved with the estate because you listened last week.
I do.
You talked.
I know all about it now.
So now we have a new list of questions for you. We're going to do Stump the Champ.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay.
Jack, scoreboard.
Scoreboard last week. What's the update, please?
At 12 wins for Andrew and 11 wins for the House.
Oh, that's not good.
Today, we're going to continue a little bit on the millionaire thing. Since you find it so boring to work and not spend money and save your money.
That's
and
not worth living. How is that living?
So he has an opportunity to be a millionaire.
Just sitting around on your money is not fun.
If you win or you get a prize.
If I win the lotto?
Prizes and awards. I'm going to test you on prizes and awards.
So you're telling me I should play lotto?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm just giving...
If I do win the lotto.
We're going to see how much you know about prizes and awards.
Can I call the lotto my retirement plan?
You can call anything you want.
Like if I put like $5 a week into the lotto?
Yeah, good for you.
Can I write that off?
Why don't you give me the $5 and I'll invest it smartly?
How about you give me 10, I put 5 in the pot and then I keep 5 and
okay,
save it.
So now you got to tell me.
Come on, then,
I'm
Flasher.
Asking you a question.
Let's give me a question.
A question is, do you think you're going to have to pay tax on the following? Taxed or not taxed?
Okay.
Okay.
How many we got here?
I got a few.
You got a few?
If you win a home.
If I win a home.
If you win a home in a contest. Suppose
is
you win a home.
Is it taxed or not taxed?
Is it taxable or non-taxable?
It's taxable.
And what part of it will be taxable? Give me an idea.
What portion of it?
Yeah, like if you win a
that's
house.
Not a taxable, non-taxable question. No, now you're asking me more
all
information.
All right, let me give you
what
more.
What do I look like?
Let me give you more. So let me say, yes, it's true. If you win a home in a contest.
So I was right. Jack bought it.
Fair market value of the house.
Okay.
You will have to pay tax on it.
Okay.
Watch this. What? You win a house that's worth, say, $200,000.
Okay.
The tax on it. Let's say you're in a 20% tax bracket.
Who's in a 20% tax bracket?
Let's just
you're talking
say
federal here.
We're talking about around the country. Forget New York only.
I live in New York, and my perspective is New York.
All right, but we're talking just general.
Okay, let's go.
Simple way. All 20% tax 20%. Bracket on $200,000 house. You're going to have to fork up how much money at the end of the year? $40,000.
Yeah, but wouldn't you bump into a new tax bracket?
What? Okay, even if you bump into now you're 30%.
Well, now your income's $200,000, right?
Now. No, you're not. Your income, yes, on your tax return. You didn't make that much money.
No, but I'm saying you're in that bracket now.
Okay, so now you got a $200,000 house. You owe $40,000 of tax. How do you get that $40,000?
You sell the house.
You got to sell the house. Isn't that kind of nutty?
Hey, you still made $160,000 on the thing.
Yeah, I'd rather have the house. And then the other part is you choose to stay in the house, right? Then you have now new costs, right?
You have property taxes and all
that
stuff.
Property taxes now. Right.
I got it.
So that's
next question.
So that's the first question. Okay.
So I got that one right.
You got that one right.
I did.
Suppose you win a car.
Of course.
Taxable or non-taxable?
Yes, it's taxable.
And how much would it be taxed?
I don't know. Would that be on the depreciated value or something like that?
No, it's the fair market value. So that's pretty cool. But if you win a luxury car like a Jaguar.
No one wins Jaguars.
Oh, come on.
What show are you going on? The Price is Right sells you like little Hyundais nowadays. What are you talking about?
Okay, so if you get a Jaguar,
$50,000.
No one's getting 20% bracket. 20%
bracket. They're giving away $20,000 cars.
What do you do if you have a $10,000 tax bill then? What do you do then?
But you don't. They don't give away $50,000
cars. You sell the car?
I don't know. You're going on a payment plan, installment plan.
Oh boy!
You sign up for that program.
Okay,
what's that program again?
Installment agreement.
No, the other one.
Offer and compromise. Yeah, forget that idea. So then now, suppose you win a vacation.
Non-taxable.
Well, that's not true. It's taxable. The value of the vacation is taxable.
So everything's taxable when you win.
Well,
it.
Not everything.
Is there something on that?
Come on.
Let me see the list.
So now you go on a vacation to Jamaica. And the value of that vacation is $5,000, right?
Boy. Sorry, what?
Now you got to fork up $1,000 for that vacation on your tax return. All right, well, that's not so bad.
It's $1,000 for a $4,000 vacation.
That's right. That's the good way to look at it. Suppose
you pay $10,000 for a $50,000 car. That's not that bad.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money. Most people don't have that kind of money, especially if they won. Okay, now what happens if you win a jackpot, say, at the casino? Taxable.
Well, you write off your losses against
but
it.
But is it taxable or non-taxable?
Of course it's taxable.
Jackie's doing very well today. We got one wrong so far. All the rest you got right. So, yes, it's true. You can, your gambling winnings are taxable, but you can write off losses up to your gambling winnings.
Exactly.
So,
and if you win in a jackpot, you're probably a degenerate gambler anyway.
Nah, I don't think so. But, you know, you have to know how to handle your money after that. Suppose you win money in the lotto. Lottery.
Of course it's taxable.
Of course it's taxable. And then you have to make that.
But at least you got money then to pay taxes.
But you got
to
make that big decision.
You take it all up front.
Here you have five options.
Up front.
Five options. You ready?
Cash option.
Keep the prize and pay the tax. Number two, sell the prize and pay the tax on the proceeds.
Wait, you sell the.
You can sell them, yeah. An annuity. You sell an annuity, yeah. You can sell it. Mm-hmm. You can receive a cash settlement instead of the prize.
Isn't that just the prize?
With most prizes, you have five options, okay? And then you can forfeit the prize.
Who the hell forfeits the prize?
Well, suppose you can't afford
Why would you sign up for the prize? Wait, you're talking about the lotto?
No, I'm talking about all prices
in general.
Oh, just
in general.
Yeah,
oh.
Prices in general.
Oh, I think you're talking about the lotto. I'm like, who forfeits the lotto?
Okay. So,
So if you want to sell a house, you can sell the house.
Yes. Or you can donate it
to
a charity.
Why can't you just take a cash equivalent?
You can, well, not always offer cash equivalent. Only if it's offered. Or you can donate the prize and get a charitable write-off.
Might as well do that.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Can you carry a charitable contribution years forward?
Yes, you can. Okay, so the bottom line is you got to remember if you're winning something, there's going to be a tax part.
So I'm going to get like five right
okay,
there. Are we still
going?
I got more.
Oh. I got more, yeah.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Let's keep this going.
Well, this is a little refresher.
We're doing well again today, Jack.
This is a little refresher from a couple of weeks ago. When you receive a gift from your family members, taxable or non-taxable?
No, it's untaxable.
Oh,
he's
a listener.
I listened.
Suppose you inherited an IRA from a dead mother or father.
Above and beyond like $300,000.
No.
Non-taxable.
No. It's taxable from
IRA,
the first dollar.
IRA.
Jack,
IRA.
He was rolling.
I wasn't listening.
Suppose you called up your credit card company and you asked them to write down your credit card. You owed them $30,000 and they wrote off $20,000 of it. You got forgiveness of debt.
Yes, that's taxable.
$20,000. Tell people about that. People don't even know that. They get shocked. If you go to your credit card company and say, I'm not going to pay you in full, I'm broke, and you need to write off some of this, and they write off $20,000, you are going to pay tax on $20,000, okay?
Okay.
So people should know that. Okay, here's one. Here's a few now. You work for you have a job, and your boss gives you a holiday or a birthday gift, taxable or non-taxable?
Well, in theory, that is taxable, but I would say no, because no one's going to report that anywhere, so no.
Well, in theory, it's not taxable, as long as it's nominal. I mean, we're not talking thousands. We're talking, $50 gift.
Okay. I thought it was like a bonus or something.
No, I said a gift for a holiday or a birthday.
It's a gift. You don't.
Yeah. How about if you get a turkey or a ham for Thanksgiving? Taxable or non-taxable?
Non-taxable.
You sure?
You can't pay tax on you don't pay tax on groceries in the first place. We're going to tax you on something that
you don't pay sales tax.
It's tax.
Stop yelling. It's true. You don't pay tax on turkeys and hams. So yeah. Heritage Food could give out turkeys and hams to everybody, and nobody has to worry about the tax implications.
That's good news.
So, okay, what happens if you get flowers or coffee mugs
Are you kidding me? It's a gift.
I know, but...
So when I get a birthday present, I'm supposed to write up
How about you get a gold watch on retirement?
Taxable
or non-taxable?
No.
Very good. Oh, he's doing pretty well today, Jack. I got a couple of more.
As long as you don't ask me these ridiculous questions.
I got a couple of more.
$10 million person buffer, dude.
Suppose you get a savings bond or a gift certificate from your boss.
That's non-taxable.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. Unless you report it to the bond. No.
He's right. Suppose you get a cash, even a non-cash recognition award for a job performance. For job performance. You did a good job. We're going to give you
a bonus?
A gift. An award. A recognition award.
That's taxable.
They're taxable. Oh, by the way, back to the savings bond and the gift certificate. It is taxable. I made a mistake.
You can't go backtracking.
I just went back.
You went back. You can't take away points. Why? That's ridiculous. I'm about to storm out.
Do you want me to storm out every week?
Is this like your ultimate goal?
Suppose you get an award for being a good customer service rep or an employee of the month or
the
highest productivity.
I get an award for being a great son.
High productivity.
You give me a cash bonus. Would that be taxable?
And you get an award. You get a trip to Florida for being the highest producer. Taxable?
Taxable.
Cash?
Cash. Taxable.
Okay. That's true.
I know.
Achievement award. You made the best.
It's like a bonus.
Yep. It's taxable. How about if you get an award for being there 30 years or more? Taxable or non-taxable?
Of course it's taxable.
That's very good.
Oh, come on now. This is just easy.
And suppose you win an
How
award.
How you go back and take another one
Suppose
away from
you win a prize from a random drawing at work. You win a computer.
Like a sports pool
a
or
computer.
Something?
Suppose you win a computer or something from a random drawing at work. Taxable or non-taxable?
I don't even know. A random drawing? What is that?
Like, suppose your company is having a contest. And you put raffle tickets in.
Bought
a raffle ticket.
And you won something.
And you won a computer.
Taxable.
It's taxable. So you did really well today.
I know. I'm really smart.
Well,
when you give me legitimate questions,
me.
I can actually answer them correctly.
No, when I give you easy questions.
Last week, you were crying. The week before,
you walked out of the room.
Jack, we got a scoreboard.
We're at 21 and 13.
There we go.
And back here in the booth, I think we got more wrong than Andrew.
There we go. You guys really keep track of that while you're back there?
Yeah, we do.
That's good. Okay, so we're going to say goodbye. But before we go, I want you to tell everybody that if you like what you hear here, tell your friends, tell your family.
Wait, can I?
What?
Jack, can you keep score of your own so I can see how I'm doing against the field?
No, they're not on the show. They're not.
Jack is part of our show.
They're not financial people.
Jump, but they can keep score.
Okay.
I want to know.
Next week, we'll join in.
I don't know how I'm doing against a layman.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to make the test a little harder next week because you got 3 against 1.
No, three.
There's 3 of you. 1, 2, 3. I count.
But I'm me. It's like 2 teams.
All right, boys. Be prepared. It's going to get tough. Talk to you boys next week.
Thanks for listening to Flash Talks Cash on the Heritage Radio Network. That's it for our broadcast week. Tune in again Sunday at noon for the main course. Remember to vote for Roberta's Restaurant of the Year on New York Eater's website. That's ny.eater.com. And follow us on Twitter at HRN Updates for news, information, and giveaways. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you Sunday. Bye.